This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You are playing for two tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias July 19th at the Hall at Live, courtesy of C3 Presents. It also is going to qualify you for something fun we're doing with Pathfinders for Autism. It's next Wednesday, a week from today, at Top Golf. You get to play some golf. Hopefully you'll win this grand prize because we want to give it to you. Okay?
All right.
Question number one. What city is home to the Westminster Clock Tower? Oh, I wish it was multiple choice, but it's not.
Yeah, me too. London?
Ah, you're on the board. Good work. Okay, question number two. Metropolis. This is another city thing. Metropolis is the home city of which fictitious hero?
Batman.
Oh, man. All right, that's a different one. Question number three. Let's see if you get two out of three. Which state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes? This one is multiple choice. 10,000 lakes. Is it Michigan, Minnesota, or New Hampshire?
Minnesota?
You are correct. Two out of three. Let's bring Gina back in. Got two out of three, Crashy.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's good.
That's all right. That's good.
That's a meatloaf. That's awesome, Charles.
Question number one. What city is home to the Westminster Clock Tower?
I thought you were going to say Westminster Dog Show, which is like, I don't know, New York or something. Well, Westminster Clock Tower?
Mm-hmm.
What city? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
London?
You are correct.
Wow. Okay.
Great question number two. This is also a city thing. Metropolis is the home city of which fictitious hero?
This is not multiple choice.
Oh, man.
This Metropolis is, you know, man, I don't ever go to the movies. What's that guy? The one that scales the walls is Spider-Man. Fictitious city. Batman?
Oh, man.
It was Superman, wasn't
it? It's Superman.
I just said that first, though.
Yeah, Superman.
You said Spider-Man.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten Superman. What's the difference?
Question number three, you're going for the tie. This one is multiple choice. Which state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes?
Oh, it's like Minneapolis or something.
Well, that's not a state.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say it again. I wasn't listening. I mean, I kind of was, but I'm also getting text messages.
Which state is known as the land of 10,000 lakes? Michigan, Minnesota, New Hampshire.
Okay, so I need Minnesota. I went to, you know, I was the one that would go ahead of the section in the test booklet, erase my answer, start over again, get kicked out of the PSATs.
Is that your final answer?
True story. Yes, it's Minnesota.
Okay, good work. We got a tie, ladies and gentlemen. Charles, you get a diploma because of that tie. You also, good job, Gina, he says.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. I couldn't understand him. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to Gabriel Iglesias as well on July 19th, and you're qualified to come with us to Top Golf with Pathfinders for Autism.
Someone's going to win this. Oh, dear.
Our phone
okay, every
terrible.
Other word, garble.
Hey, what that interpretation was, awesome. Thanks so much.
I think that's what that meant, yes.
All right, hang on, Charles. We'll get you details, and we'll do it again tomorrow, Throwback Thursday, on today's 101.9.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.